Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Greetings, my Christian and Muslim audience. I'm so glad that some Muslims hear our programs every week. That really encourages me so much because the purpose of the program is to motivate and equip Christians to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. So the goal of the program is to help our Muslim friends and acquaintances enjoy God's love and salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. The gospel includes many statements, my friends, indicating the deity of Jesus. For example, Jesus is eternal, everlasting, and he existed before the world was formed. We know that from the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 8, verse 58, and chapter 17, verse 5. Also, Jesus demonstrated knowledge of things that could only be known if he were divine. And I can quote to you here the words of Jesus according to his disciple in the gospel, Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. Jesus said, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." I love Jesus' words because Jesus is saying no man or even angel clearly and fully comprehends the character of the infinite God except him, the Son, and he to whom Jesus makes him known. Jesus' words means that there is no other way to know God except through him. My friend, when you know God through Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life. Of course, you will enjoy your life here better because you will know God's will for you, and you will be able to live your life in harmony with God. But most importantly, you will enjoy God's presence forever. So my sincere advice to you and to myself is that we must read Jesus' words very carefully, very thoughtfully recorded in the gospel. Jesus' words were recorded by his disciples, eyewitnesses of his life in the gospel, the New Testament, the whole New Testament. Why? Because it is the only book that contains the words and teaching of Jesus, which fully revealed the character of God. The heart of God was revealed through the words of Jesus and his disciples. We understand from Jesus' words in this verse, again, let me repeat it to you, very important words that Jesus said, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." We understand from these words that God the Father and Jesus the Son are mutually and exclusively known to each other. This is also a claim of equality with the Father. Beautiful words. Another powerful verse. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, or the only begotten God, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has revealed him. He has declared him. You read this wonderful revelation of God in the Gospel according to John chapter 1, verse 18. Jesus Christ, my friend, who is called the Word of God in the Quran and called the Word of God in the Bible, we read here that he is in the bosom of God the Father, means had intimate communication with God the Father, which points to timeless relationship. We can see Jesus' unity of nature with God, our Heavenly Father. Jesus manifested God in the most clearer and fuller manner. Jesus revealed God's nature, my friend, God's attributes and promises. You need to know God's promises to you. I am sure you will agree with me that the truth about God cannot be fully known while God is not fully revealed. No man has seen God's essence, of course. God is invisible to our eyes. Only Jesus has perfect knowledge of God, our Heavenly Father. These words prove that Jesus had existed before he appeared on earth as a man. Jesus came, my friend, to tell you God loves you. In spite of the wrong things you do, God desires to have a relationship with you. Jesus' declaration shows the superiority of the revelation that Jesus brought to us about God above any other prophet. We read in Hebrew chapter 1, verse 3, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. Jesus took an additional nature, a human nature. He humbled himself, emptied himself, as we know from the New Testament, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. My friend, why Jesus came to us as a servant? Because Jesus accomplished our salvation. Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong you have done and I have done and will ever do. God wants you to open your eyes and to understand why Jesus came, why God came to us through the person of Jesus Christ, not only to reveal his love, but also to accomplish your salvation. I invite you to pray with me right now if you mean these words from your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing yourself to me through Jesus Christ. Jesus, I put my faith in you right now that you paid the penalty for my sins. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live in sin far from God any longer. Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you are God made manifest in the flesh. God, thank you for loving me that much. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. Would love to celebrate with you. I would love to send you some free materials. And I want to rejoice with you that you became a child of God. Hallelujah. And you will start your journey of knowing who God is and spending your life now and forever in God's presence. Hallelujah. Rest of my audience, pray that God will fill us with His presence and use our lives to reveal who He is and communicate His love and Jesus to multitudes of people, including our precious Muslim acquaintances and friends. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.